This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The sound of a plucked or strummed instrument has been part of music for thousands of years. Guitar music of all kinds continues to influence culture today. The University of Louisiana at Monroe School of Visual and Performing Arts hosts a week-long guitar festival starting on Monday, including an event that even beginning guitar students can take part in. Dr. Dan Sumner joins me to talk about the Guitar Festival. He's an assistant professor of music education and guitar and directs the event. Dan, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Hi, thanks, Jay.
This year, you've got a wide variety of different kinds of guitar performances and also different varieties of music, too.
Yes, we have a full week of performances, including, I would say, something for everyone. We've got classical music and jazz and Monday's guitar orchestra concert.
Go ahead and explain that, because I think that's a fascinating concept.
Yeah, last year was the first year that we did it. And I came up with this idea sort of in a dream one night of having a guitar orchestra where anybody could come, whether or not you played guitar at all, if you were just barely a beginner, you knew a couple of notes or didn't even know any notes, just knew some chords or had a guitar. And then my idea was that we could get people together of different ages, different ability levels, and have them all play together. So I composed a couple of pieces of music, short ones, that had four levels of playing. The first level, the first part, is extremely easy. Last year, the first part literally was all open strings. So I had two people in the orchestra, which was 37 guitars last year, that had never played before, never played a guitar, and they were able to be a part of it. And then everybody learns the first part, and then everybody learns the second part. And let's say that the first part, you know, was a challenge enough for you, then you stay on that part. And the parts all layer on top of each other. And then by the end of our time, we have these two short pieces that we can put together where everybody's playing together. And the easy stuff is on the bottom part, and the hard stuff's on the top part. And last year, we had people that had never played before, along with professional guitarists, all playing together at the same time.
So almost like a clinic atmosphere, really.
Yeah, we call it an informance, right? You're sort of learning something, and there's a performance. But everybody who's there is kind of part of it. There'll be guitars there. Matt's Music is bringing over some guitars. So if you don't play guitar, but you've always been interested, and you want to be part of a larger experience, come by and don't be afraid. You know, there's absolutely no pressure on anybody at all in this one.
So I'm just curious, what kind of feedback did you get last year after the first one?
You know, people just loved it. Some of the best feedback came from my guitar majors here at ULM. They were just kind of flummoxed and just were like, one of them was like, this is one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of. And that was a success. I was really happy about it because what they do is they go out and they help tune all the guitars and they help put people in groups. And then usually one or two of them, along with some of our guest artists, will be here as well. We'll go and work with the groups and help them all learn their parts.
Then on Tuesday night, Gene Bertoncini and Ron Kadish performing, professional musician, really the big act of the week.
Absolutely, yeah. We're just pleased beyond words to have Gene Bertoncini here. Gene is one of the elder statesmen of the guitar in the world. He's a phenomenal jazz guitarist from New York City, and he teaches over the summer. He's the guitar faculty at Eastman School of Music in Rochester. And when I was doing my undergrad work in guitar at Capital University, that's where I first met him. He came and gave a clinic there, and I took some lessons with him. And Gene's a phenomenal player, one of the nicest people you ever meet in your life. And he likes to play solo guitar and guitar with bass as well. And he'll be playing with Ron Kadish, who's also a New York guy, a bass player who's classically trained, and he has a master's degree in jazz performance from Indiana University. And he lives in Bloomington, Indiana now, but plays all over the world. He tours with many different types of acts, and we're happy to have him as well.
So we've got, you brought music with you from the album Someone to Light Up My Life. Here's a little bit of Double Rainbow, Gene Bertoncini.
Thank you.
guitarist Gene Burdensini, who will be part of the ULM Guitar Festival next week, a performance Tuesday night in Biedenhorn Recital Hall. My guest, Dr. Dan Sumner, associate professor of music ed and guitar, and the leader and director of the Guitar Festival. And actually, you and Gene are going to be playing this weekend, too.
We are, yeah. We're flying Gene in from New York. I decided it would be best to fly him into New Orleans because he's traveling with his instrument, and flying on the small planes is hard for us when we're traveling with guitars. And so I thought about it and said, well, I'm going to be down there with him. I might as well set up a gig or two. And Steve Mazikowski, who's another one of our guests coming up, lives in New Orleans. And so Jason Patterson, the owner of Snug Harbor, which is really the preeminent jazz club in New Orleans, floated this idea of a guitar summit. And so with Gene, myself, and Steve playing together. And so we're doing Saturday night sets at 8 and 10 at Snug Harbor in New Orleans. We're very excited about that.
Back looking at the schedule for the Guitar Festival next week, you mentioned Steve Mazikowski. He'll be performing on Wednesday.
He is. And Steve is a real treasure of New Orleans. He's a fantastic guitar player. Steve plays for Blue Note Records, and that's a huge deal for any jazz musician. That's one of the, it's like the pinnacle of jazz labels. And so Steve has several Blue Note recordings out, and he's in a band that many listeners probably know called Astral Project, which has been, you know, a really successful modern jazz band out of New Orleans. In fact, they're probably one of the most successful modern jazz bands in the world. They travel all over the world, and he's in there. And he's going to be coming up here with his son, Martin Mazikowski. And Martin's a bass player. Martin, I think, just graduated college. And he's a fantastic young musician. Martin was in my band at Lusher School when I taught at Lusher in New Orleans back before the hurricane.
Here's a little bit of Steve Mazikowski from the album Moon and Sand. This is called Bolivia. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, Steve's great, and everyone will love that concert.
Steve Mazikowski performing as part of the Guitar Festival next week. Then Thursday and Friday, a little bit more student oriented, but also open for people to come and listen.
Oh, absolutely. Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, Professor Kane Buds is coming over from Louisiana Tech. He's a classical guitar player on their faculty, and he's going to give a half concert and half masterclass. That's where my students will play for him, and he'll work with them, and it's a really great educational opportunity for them. And then Thursday night, I'm performing with Carvel Avis, who's a local guitar player from here, who's fantastic, and he and I have played together a lot in the past, and that's going to be great. Larry Anderson, I think, is going to be on that show. I'm still working on trying to get him on that. And then on Friday, all the ULM students are going to perform. Some solo stuff and some ensemble things. Kane is bringing over some of his Louisiana Tech students, and some of our younger students in our community are going to be performing as well. So some of my private students and some of my ULM students, some of their younger students are performing. So it's going to be a mix of very young and some college students as well.
A full week of guitar performances of all varieties coming up next week. It's the ULM Guitar Festival. My guest, Dr. Dan Sumner, is an assistant professor of music education and guitar and the director of the festival. Dan, thanks so much for coming to talk with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I hope to see everybody out next week.
You can listen, download, podcast, and share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.